The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, The Clear Criterion. Inshallah, we will share some more verses of the Quran and share some interesting and inspiring themes from the Quran. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our efforts in learning about divine revelation and His words subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were on verse 28 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the disbelievers in this next verse, and He says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, how can you disbelieve in Allah? How can you disbelieve in Allah? Even though you were lifeless, then He granted you life, then He will cause you to die, then He will bring you to life, then to Him you shall be returned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding, especially the disbelievers here, that they are in no position to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they simply reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought them into existence, they did not exist before. There was no life for them before. Allah created them. Just as they came into existence and they were given life, this life will be taken away from them, then they will be given life again. And this cycle, it affects or it applies to all human beings. So in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the disbelievers that just by reflecting upon the natural way of things and their very own origin, if they really think about it, this should make them realize that there is no real reason to deny or be surprised about resurrection or the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought them into existence in the first place, has the power to bring them back to life or to resurrect them even after they die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the disbelievers that they have no real reason to deny Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially with this cycle of lifelessness, from lifelessness to life, then death again, and then being resurrected again. So this is something which they should reflect upon and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one and only who is worthy of worship, who has no partner. No one is to be worshipped with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is to be equated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, in terms of His worship, in terms of His attributes. This verse is a reminder of this, and the reminder comes in the form of reflecting upon lifelessness, and then life, and then death, and then being brought to life. So in the verse, the Mufassirun mention that the state of the people that Allah describes here is that first there was lifelessness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned or appointed a soul or gave a soul to that lifeless body, and that lifeless creation became full of life. And then when death comes, this soul is taken out of the body, and then it will be resurrected, or life will be given to it again. This could refer to in the grave, in the next stage, the waiting period between dunya and the Day of Judgment, or this could simply refer to the Day of Judgment itself, that people will be resurrected. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and then to Him you shall be returned, the general explanation here being that on the Day of Judgment, everyone will be sent, or everyone will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability. So the people who are in denial today, they are being reminded that eventually, ultimately, it's inevitable. On the Day of Judgment, you will return, or we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although this verse addresses the disbelievers in the verse itself, the lesson is for the Muslims or for the believers also. And that lesson being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us life, all these blessings that we enjoy in this world, and everything that we benefit from in this world. We should not be people who become heedless. We should not be people who become ungrateful. And we should not, this does not befit the way of a believer, that to have so many blessings, to enjoy these blessings in this world, then become ghafil, to become heedless, and not remember Allah, and not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not befit the believer in any way. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. It is He who created everything in the earth, لَكُمْ, for you. It is He who created everything in the earth for you. Then He intended to form the sky, so He fashioned it into seven skies. And He has complete knowledge of everything. The first point that is mentioned here, in the very beginning of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating that it is He who created this world, everything that is in this world, for humankind, for us. Yet, in terms of our religiousness, or in terms of the religious side of things, and also in terms of the worldly side of things, in terms of deen, how do we benefit from this world and everything that is within this world? We reflect upon its signs. We look at the marvels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the beauty of this creation, the balance in creation, how the processes that we see seem to follow patterns that are unbroken. The way the sun rises and sets, the way the phases of the moon occur. So for a believer, obviously I'm talking about heavenly things here as well, but generally speaking, the way animals behave, the way vegetation grows, the way the sea, the oceans flow, all these things for a believer are signs, marvels. They look at these signs and they remember, or they acknowledge the greatness, divine wisdom, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's beyond our limited minds. Allah has created such vast things in creation. Our minds cannot even encompass the reality of these vast elements in creation. Let us submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created all these things, things that we can't even understand to this day. And then there is the other element of the worldly element, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these things in the earth for our consumption, or for us to use, as long as we do not abuse. And we do not do so in a way that is creating disruption or discord in the earth. Unfortunately, the consumption levels of humankind have become worrying. And there are laws in place to control certain elements of consumption, but there are people out there who seem to be above the what is commonly accepted or considered to be acceptable, and deforestation is taking place. The way certain kinds of farming displacing natural habitats and animals, species that have become extinct, and species that have become have reached a stage where they're near extinction because of the consumption and the kind of usage, the lifestyle of humankind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this earth for us, that we take from this earth and we enjoy the pleasures that that are permissible for us. This is the reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a general qaida or a general principle that is derived or deduced from this verse is this, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not forbidden for us in this earth, it is permissible by default. So things are permissible, or permissibility is the default status, unless there is a prohibition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as expressed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally speaking, it's permissibility and permission in terms of what we consume or what we use from the earth or of the earth. And he mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge of everything. All these processes that we see in creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about every fine detail in every fine process. And this is just a reflection, or just a point to reflect upon, that such processes in the earth which Allah has created reflects or gives some insight into the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if these processes were created by Him and these ways in creation were created by Him that we barely understand, or many of which we do not understand, how great is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above anything that we can even comprehend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces a very famous account in the Quran, which is actually referred to in different surahs of the Quran. This is the first mention of it in Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am about to make a vicegerent, a khalifa upon the earth. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَى وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. The angels, their reply was, they said, will you appoint upon it one who will create discord therein and shed blood while we glorify you through your praise and state your purity? قَالَ, he said, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you do not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed that He was about to appoint a khalifa, a representative upon the earth, in the presence of the angels. Before we look at the explanation of this verse, it's probably a good time to give the overview of the account. Prophet Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before he was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah expressed that before his angels, that he is about to appoint a khalifa, a representative, a vicegerent upon the earth. The response of the angels was natural to them. Their response was, oh Allah, are you going to make such a person, or such a creation, a representative of yours upon the earth, who is likely to, this creation is likely to shed blood, create discord. And we are here to praise you. We glorify you. And this was a humble way, an indirect way of the angels saying that if anyone is deserving of this, then we have already been created by you, Allah. We serve, we praise you and serve you. So if this, They mentioned themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also mentioned their person, their concern about what might happen as a result of sending humankind upon the earth. When the angels mentioned this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to them by saying that he knows that which they do not know. This was a reminder to those angels that these angels, due to what they might have read on the divine tablet about humankind, they are expressing their concerns here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always known the excellence that is to come from this creation too. The prophets, the awliya, the righteous people, those who are devoted to his worship and his obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply answered them by saying that he knows that which the angels do not know. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Adam alayhi salam, he taught Prophet Adam the names of all things. And then he placed or he showed all those things to the angels and he told the angels to name them, but the angels were unable to do so. And that's when they said, "We only know that which you have taught us, O Allah." They expressed their humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Adam alayhi salam to name those objects. And he, alayhi salam, named all of them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed to the angels that, "Did I not tell you that I know of all the concealed elements in the earth and in the heavens? And I am aware of your inner and outer states." This was a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now looking at the verse specifically, the Khalifa is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing to the angels, "I'm about to make a vicegerent, a Khalifa upon the earth, a representative upon the earth." And a Khalifa is one who is given authority on this earth. And all the Prophets, alayhim wasalam, they were given or they were appointed as representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth, beginning with Prophet Adam alayhi salam, Abu al-Bashar, the father of mankind. And the excellence of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is expressed here, that before he was even created, before he was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah declared the fact that he would be his vicegerent, his Khalifa upon the earth. And this conversation with the angels, why mention it to the angels or to converse with the angels in a way that seems like a consultation? But this is also a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the creation that those who are part of, those who serve, or those who are subservient in some way, or in this case, the angels are created to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the angels being servants of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sharing this knowledge with them so that if they have any thoughts in their mind, they express, if they have any thoughts or feelings that they want to, that they would have expressed thereafter, they express those feelings and then they are told or instructed accordingly. So let us take a lesson from this. Generally speaking, if anyone, bila tamseel, without comparison, if anyone is in a position of authority, it is good to share plans or to share intentions with team members, even though they might be juniors or they might be lesser in age or experience. Because as part of a team, when others know what is about to happen, they will express their opinion about it. And that is a good time to eliminate any element of misunderstanding and also clarifies anything important that needs to be explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his relationship with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah says, "Ashawirhum fil amr." This is actually an instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And consult with them in matters. Consult with them in your affairs. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum themselves, they would consult with one another. Allah describes them by saying, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And their affair, their matter is such that they consult each other. So consultation is a good thing. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whosoever performed istikhara did not fail or did not lose, and whosoever consulted did not regret, and whosoever adopted moderation did not become penniless, did not lose everything. So moderation in living, it helps us to manage our financial state. Consultation in matters saves us from regret. and istikhara, which we can do through our personal reflection or through the defined way of reading the nawafil or the dua, istikhara, and doing it the formal way, it will create an inclination for us to one or the other matter. This matter will, inshallah, give us success too. So these are points of consideration. This statement of the angels that that humankind or such a vicegerent, such a representative would create discord upon the earth, and their surprise about this was actually the angels seeking understanding. And they wanted to know the wisdom, because they knew that in Allah, in His divine wisdom, Allah knows these matters that they are expressing or these concerns that they have. And yet Allah has decided that He will create humankind and give them and give humankind this authority upon the earth. The angels knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of their concerns, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared this. They wanted to know the wisdom behind this, and this manner of commenting was in seeking this wisdom, not na'udhu billah, criticizing or questioning divine judgment or divine decree. What are the angels? The angels are creation created from light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the angels sinless. They are ma'asum anil khata, they don't sin. And Allah has made them a respected creation of His. There is no aspect of gender related to angels, so male and female does not apply to them. And the angels are given different duties and different roles in creation. They do not need to eat or drink. They don't have those human needs, and they do not have a nafs or some kind of human, they don't have this desire that human beings have. That's generally speaking, as far as angels are concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the angels by saying that they do not know what He knows, because Allah, in His divine wisdom, always knew that from this mankind there will be the best of people, the prophets, the awliya, the righteous people, the martyrs. These people who are devoted in their remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was, in that answer, this was an element that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal to His angels in time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He taught Adam the names of all things. Then after He showed them to the angels, He said to them, relate to Me the names of these objects if you are truthful. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. The angels replied, they said, oh Allah, You are pure. We only know that which You have taught us. Indeed, only You are the all-knowing, the most wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed that He would appoint a representative of His upon the earth. It was to be Prophet Adam alayhi salam. The angels expressed their concerns. They were given an answer by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an element of the greatness of Prophet Adam alayhi salam through his knowledge was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More about this in our next episode, in our next session. May Allah enable us to follow, comply with the teachings of the Quran. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion. The Quran is a clear criterion that guides us to the right opinion.